Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach Dalet, but we are holding on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph still. We have a ways to go. It's the last daf in Maseches Brachos. We were right in the middle of a story. So the Gemara told us about Rabbi Chanina ben Rabbi Yeshua, who had gone to Chutz Lartz. He had gone to Bavel, and he started being Ma'aber Shanim and Mechadish Chadashim. And the Gemara tells us that a couple of Talmidei Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael to go visit him, and they're Rabbi Yossi ben Kiper and Ben Beno Shel Zechariah ben Kavutal. Doesn't tell us who what his name was, but the Ben Beno, the grandson of Rabbi Zechariah ben Kavutal. And it says that when these people came, Rabbi Chanina praised them to no end. He said what chashuv guests that they were, and especially since Rabbi Zechariah ben Kavutal, the grandfather of this fellow, was one of the people who would read Sefer Daniel in front of the Kohen Gadol to keep the Kohen Gadol up all night. And then they started to argue on every last thing he said. They started to talk and learning, and everything Rabbi Chanina said, these two Talmidei Chacham argued on him. So right away he tried to change his mind, and he tried to say, Anashim alol shel shavheim shel tohuheim, these people are nobody, they're nothing. So they said, too late, you already built this up, you already told everybody how great we are, it's going to be a little late to back out on that. So we're holding about 4 or 5 lines on the bottom. So Amar lahem, Mnei ma'ani metami v'atem metarim, ani oser v'atem atirim. So why is it that everything I say you argue on? Why is it that every time I say something is tama, you say it's tar, every time I say something is aser, you say it's mutter? Amru lo, mepnei sha'ata ma'aber shanim v'kovei achadashim b'chutz lares. We're dafka giving you a hard time because you had the chutzpah to be ma'aber shanim v'kovei achadashim in chutz lares. You're not supposed to do that. You're only allowed to do that in Eretz Yisrael. Amar lahem v'lo Akiva ben Yosef, avi ma'aber shanim v'kovei achadashim v'chutz lares. So, well, wait a second. Rabbi Akiva did the same thing. Rabbi Akiva was ma'aber shanim v'kovei achadashim v'chutz lares. Amar lo, hanach Rabbi Akiva shal hiniach kamosa b'Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Akiva was different because lo hiniach kamosa b'Eretz Yisrael. When he went to start doing this in chutz lares, there was no one of equal stature to him in Eretz Yisrael. The Acharonim discuss whether that's accurate, meaning at the time Rabbi Akiva went, was which of his Rebbeim were still alive and were still in Eretz Yisrael. But either way, the Gemara makes the clear assumption that that there was no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. That's what gave him the Rishus to be Ma'aber Shanim and Kovei Achadashim. Samar lahem, Rabbi Chanina said, Af ani lo inachti kamosi be'Eretz Yisrael. I also, no one was like me in Eretz Yisrael when I left. I'm the Gadol Dar, and that's why I'm able to do this even in Chutz La'aretz. Amru lo, they said, well, you left a long time ago. Kedim she'enach denasu tiyashim bali karnayim. The young goats that you left have now become full-fledged adults. They now have full horns, meaning you left all these young talmidim in yeshiva. Well, now they're great talmidei chachamim, so they're just as great as you are. So now, at the time that you were maniach them, they weren't kamoso, but now they are kamoso. Veim shigrunu etzlecha, and they're the ones that sent us to you to have this talk with you. And this is our mission that they told us to do. L'chuvi imrulo bishmenu. Go tell him in our name. Im shomea mutav. If he listens and he stops this business of being ma'aber d'shanim mechutz laretz, good. V'im lav yehi benidui. But otherwise, we're going to put him in a nidui. V'imrulah achinu shabagola. And part of our mission is we're supposed to tell all of the galus. Im shomen mutav. And if they listen, that would be great. If they listen to the Talmid Chamin Eretz Yisrael, to stay away from being ma'aber shanim and to yield to the Talmid Chamin Eretz Yisrael, it's good. But v'im lav, if not, yalu lahar, they might as well go to some mountaintop like the goyim do to build bamos and to worship avodah zarah. Achia yivne mizbeach, take Achia, who is a very chash of a person in the galus, and let him build a mizbeach on a mountaintop. Chananya yinagin bekinor, take Chananya, who is a Levi, and let him play the harp and play instruments for avodah zarah. V'yichburu kulam, let them all be kofar b'akadosh baruch hu, kofar b'toras Hashem. V'yom and let them all say, we don't have any chelek in the God of Israel. Meaning, if you're going to argue on the rights of the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael to be Ma'aber D'Shanim, and you're going to try to take that for yourself, you might as well be Ovid Avodah Zarah. You might as well pick a different religion, because you're doing something terribly wrong. So they realized how upset the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael were. Miyad go kolam b'vchia, so that everybody started crying. No, we don't mean to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reject Hashem's Torah, that we really thought that this was, we were within our rights to do this. We do have a chelik in Elkei Yisrael. The Kol Kach Lama, why was it such a sensitive topic? Why were they so worried about the fact that someone in Galus could be Mabrit Shanim Mikoveh L'Chadashim Mishum Shenemar Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim? That these things have to be established in Zion, they have to be established in Yerushalayim. It all has to come from Eretz Yisrael. So says Gemara as an aside almost, Bishlam Hu Mitarvei Mitamin L'Chumra. I understand when they're arguing that everything Rabbi Chanina said was Mitaher, they were Mitame, because what do you lose by being Mitame? So it was a Chumra, you don't lose anything. Elohu Mitame Vei Mitar and Hechi Avi V'atani Chacham Shetimein Chaveru Rashi L'tar Asar in Chaveru Rashi L'hatir. But if he was Mitame, how could they be Mitaher? Don't we have a brisa that if you have one Talmud Chacham that paskins that something is Tamei, another Talmud Chacham is not allowed to come along and paskin that it's Tahar? If one Talmud Chacham paskins that something is Aser, another Talmud Chacham is not allowed to come along and paskin that it's Mutter? This is a major question. There are a couple of sugyas in Shas. There's a sugya in Sanhedrin. There's a sugya in Avodah Zarah, which seem to imply different emphases of this halacha. Is it an emphasis on the person who's asking the shayla or on the Talmud Chacham? There's probably tzvei dinim over here. That once a person asks a shayla and they get a response that something is asur, they're not allowed to go and ask a shayla of a second rabbi. And also the Chacham himself, if a Chacham knows that a previous Chacham has already paskin this shayla, so he's not allowed to paskin unless he's not to Rishus from the original Chacham, and he's given permission to paskin it, or they discuss the matter, and he gets the original Chacham to change his mind. But over here, it's they obviously didn't get Rabbi Chanina to change his mind, and they're just arguing they're being matir that which he answered. So kasavri kiechidol nigre basrei, that they felt it was necessary anyway to break the rules over here so that people don't come to follow his example. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Mishum migdir milsa hitiru v'yikilu v'samcha agamrayu o'al das atzom l'hakel v'lach lokalav, that because of migdir milsa, they're willing to rely on their own opinion and their own Torah knowledge to disagree with what Rabbi Chanina wanted to say. Mashaloha yirashol naso zulaze afilu l'hachmir. Now they would not have been allowed to do this even to be machmir, because you're not allowed to go and argue on the Marda Asra when he gave an established psak in the place anyway. So they would not have been allowed to do this even lahachmir, even though the Gemara says bishlama to be machmir, it would have been okay. It's just saying it seems far more scandalous to be mekil, but they wouldn't have been allowed to do it in either direction, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he points to a place in his tshuvas and a place in his father's tshuvas where he discusses this. But he says one thing that you cannot say is pshat in this Gemara is that if something was pashat isuro, if someone gave a psak and everyone had accepted to accept an iser, so no way they would have given a public psak to be matir. What they were saying over here was that they were somech agamrayu for themselves. They were personally willing to be somech on their own learning over here to be mekel because of l'migdar milsa, but not that they would have publicly paskined in a way that would have been matir and iser that was already accepted by the vast public. Now, why is there a din that you're not allowed to be ma'abr shanim outside of Eretz Yisrael, and why would that change if lo yiniach kamoso? If there's a din in Eretz Yisrael, meaning if let's say lo yiniach kamoso in Eretz Yisrael, are you allowed to take shumas from ma'isos midal reis and chutz la'aretz all of a sudden? Meaning if there's a din that's totally in Eretz Yisrael, why would it go away just because lo yiniach kamoso Eretz Yisrael? Rav Shechter in his first sefer in Eretz Tzvi on page Reish Lam and Aleph in a footnote he writes that inyan kiddush hachodesh vibra hashana. The idea that these things need to be done in Eretz Yisrael ain't tonight said to be in Eretz Yisrael b'toras Eretz Yisrael. This is not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. It's not a din that you need Eretz Yisrael per se. Eli inyano de'ikar inyan kiddush hachodesh v'ibra hashana nimser leklal Yisrael kulo. The primary point over here is that kiddush hachodesh v'ibra hashana is something that's given over to klal Yisrael. These are decisions that are made by klal Yisrael. He's building off of an idea that the Rav had built a whole yartzeit shir on, where he explained that Sanhedrin HaGadol serves multiple functions. Sometimes Sanhedrin HaGadol serves as the greatest judges in terms of judging cases. They are the greatest chachamim, and they are the highest court in the land, but they are also representatives of Klal Yisrael. Some things that the Beis HaGadol does, if you learn the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah tells you, Ein Mosifin Al Yirva Al Azaros, or we don't go out to a Milchama without the permission of the Beis HaGadol, or Milchamas Roshos without the Beis HaGadol. What is it, a Psak HaLacha? To be Mosifin the Yirva Azaros, it's Psak HaLacha to go to Milchamas Roshos? A little bit, but you don't need the Beis HaGadol mitam the Psak HaLacha Shabo. You need the Beis HaGadol because those are decisions that need to be made by Klal Yisrael. And how you can get all the Klal Yisrael to make a unanimous vote? We don't do that. We don't take a vote every time. But we go to the representatives of the Das of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Beis HaGadol. So over here also, has to be done by Klal Yisrael. So the Sanhedrin does it because Sanhedrin HaGadol, not Betoras the Beis HaGadol, but Betoras the Das of Klal Yisrael. So he says that which you need, Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah Beretz Yisrael Dafka, is the same idea. The Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos in the fourth parak of Bechoros, the time of the Insmicha El Beretz Yisraelu Lufi Shebnei Yisrael Heim and Akraim Kal VaKadosh Baruch Hu Koros Am Kol HaKal, that only the Bnei Yisrael count as Kahal, as the congregation of Israel, as Klal Yisrael. So if you're going to have someone who represents Klal Yisrael, it's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Smicha can only be in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why there are a number of dinim that have nothing to do with Kedushas HaAretz, but still are talu in Eretz Yisrael, because they're talu in Klal Yisrael. So the Das of Sanhedrin is considered like the Das of the Tzibur when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, because they're the Gedolei Ador, and they're the one that the Tzibur looks to make these decisions on their behalf. So now it makes sense, when Lo Yiniach Kamos Eretz Yisrael, so if there's no one, if it's clearly undisputed that the greatest Talmud Chacham, the greatest Torah leaders are not in Eretz Yisrael, so where does the Tzibur look to be their representatives of their Das? So it's going to be to whoever the greatest is. So Rabbi Chanina felt that was him. Rabbi Akiva felt that was him at that point in time. So, but once they discovered that there are people in Eretz Yisrael that are of equal stature, so then it goes back to the din that you can only be kaveh chadash ma'abrashanim in Eretz Yisrael itself. Okay, the Gemara now, the last sugya in Maseches Brachos is all about what happened, the drushas that were said on the first day in Keren B'Yavne. Tan Rabban, Shnichlus Rabbi Sinu Keren B'Yavne, when the Rabbanim entered Keren B'Yavne, Hayu Sham, the great Talmidei Chachamim that were there, included Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Lazar Beno Shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili. These four great Gedolei Atanaim. They all opened up b'kvodah chsanya, meaning once you establish a yeshiva, so there are going to need to be people that host the yeshiva. The community is going to be hosting the yeshiva. The community is going to be hosting the bachrim. So they all started to say drushas that discussed the kavod of the achsanya, about how important it is to host talmidei chachamim. So we're going to have, there are four tanaim, five drushas. Rabbi Yehuda gets to say two drushas. Everyone else gets one apiece. So pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Rosh HaMedabrim Kal Makom b'Kavod Torah. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedabrim Kal Makom. He was the one that got to speak first. Why did he always get to speak first? Rashi says Masech Shabbos and Farshlo Bam Madlikin. You got to look at Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, and you'll see why Rabbi Yehuda got to speak first. Well, we know what Shabbos Lamed Gimel is. It's the easiest Daf in Shas to remember what it's about, because that's Daf Lag. That's Lag Ba'Omer Sugya. So that's how you remember Shabbos Lamed Gimel, the Lag. So that's the Sugya where we are told about the whole story with the cave. Well, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda end up in a cave? Because Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to run away from the government. He knew how to speak nicely to the government. He knew how to speak in a politically correct kind of way. So they decided that it was going to be Rabbi Yehuda and not... and not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and not Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, rather, who is going to be the Rosh HaMedabrim Kol Makom, who is going to be the spokesman for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had to run away into the cave. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda got that job. So Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedabrim Kol Makom, he was the spokesperson. So he started by, before B'Kvod Achsanya, the ultimate Achsanya of the yeshiva is the Torah. So he was posting B'Kavod Torah, V'Dorish, and he darshan as follows. U'Moshe, Yikach HaSa'ol, V'Natu Lo Michutz L'Machneh, Moshe took the oil and he set it up outside of the machaneh. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma or Hashem shalohim ruchak al shnei masumil. Amr Torah Vayi called Mevakesh Hashem Yetzel El Oel Moed. The Aron Hashem was only placed 12 mil outside of the camp, and still anyone who went to the Oel Moed was called a Mevakesh Hashem, someone who was willing to go 12 mil to go to the Aron. So Talmidei Chacham Shalchem Meir LeIr MiMedina LeMedina Lilmud Torah Alachas Kama V'Kama. The Talmidei Chacham will go from one city to the next, to go all over the place to be able to learn Torah. All the more so, they're called Mevakshei Hashem. They're deserving of our respect. So it's interesting. They're supposed to be Poseach B'Kvod Chasanya. What's the first thing he talks about? The Talmidei Chacham that are going to be learning in the yeshiva. He wants the Chasanya to recognize that it's their zuchus to have these Talmidei Chacham in their midst. That it's going to be a great thing for them to have the zuchus of such great Talmidei Chachamim. Udvar Hashem al Moshe panim al panim, v'dibir Hashem al Moshe panim al panim. Hashem spoke to Moshe panim al panim, face to face. So what does that mean? Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir panim ba'alacha. Come, let's learn together, b'chavrusa, me and you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So ikad amri kach Amar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Some say Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe like this, k'shem sh'ani yizbarti lach panim, kach ata hazbir panim li'Yisrael, v'ach sara ol'mekamo. Just like I gave you personal attention in Torah learning, so too you should do the same for Klal Yisrael, and you should bring the Oel back to its proper place. I mean, you shouldn't distance yourself from them, and you shouldn't distance the Torah from them by keeping it Yud Beis Mil, by keeping it so far outside of the camp. Bring the Oel, bring the Aron back into the camp. V'shavel amachne, Amra bivo, Amla kodesh baruch hu l'moshe, achshav yomru, harav bekas, v'talmud bekas, yisrael matay aleim. If people feel that the Torah is rejected, and very important value in chinuch, if someone feels, it's one thing to be demanding and to be harsh sometimes, but if a Talmud feels that the Rebbe has rejected him and that he's not interested in teaching him, that okay, Moshe Rabbeinu is angry at us, Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry at us, the Torah is far away from us, so then the people are going to say, so Klal Yisrael Matei Aleim, well, we don't have a chelek in this, we don't have any, there's nothing waiting for us. If you bring the Oel back to its proper place, so mutav will be very good. V'imlav, and if not, Yoshua bin Nun talmid chomisharis tachtecha. Moshe bin, you're going to be fired. As the Rabban Shel Yisrael, you're going to be fired. Unbelievable, no? Moshe bin is still alive. Clearly the one who brought us the Torah. The greatest mind in Klal Yisrael, the greatest Navi, lo kam Yisrael kamoshe od. But you're not qualified to be a Rebbe if you make the Talmidim feel that they're rejected. The Talmidim have to feel that they're accepted, that there's something that they have to offer in Torah. And if you can't do it, then Yoshua is going to do it. That's what it says, v'shava l'machna. So Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful drasha, kasha yisa ha'omeinus ha'yonek, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to that realization at a certain point in time, that he had to be like a nursing mother to Klal Yisrael, that it wasn't enough to just be the teacher of Torah. He had to care for them. He had to nurture them. He had to be someone who expressed an interest in their overall well-being and dedicate his entire life toward them. And that's when he left Tzipora. That's when he had to dedicate his every fiber of his being toward being with Klal Yisrael and helping out Klal Yisrael. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu complained. That was right after Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint that I can't deal with it. They're complaining. They want meat. This isn't part of my job. They want Torah. I'll give them Torah. What are they complaining about the Gashmius? No, that's part of his job, is to worry about the Gashmius also. Amarava Afal Pikain Lo Yatza Davar Levatala Shemar Mishrasei Yoshua Binun Nar Lo Yomish Mitocha Oel. Nevertheless, Lo Yatza Davar Levatala, Hashem says that Yeshua is going to take over for you. So Yeshua did get an important position, that Yeshua was Nar Lo Yomish Mitocha Oel. He never left from the Oel Shel Torah. But it's interesting, it describes him as a nar. How old was Yeshua when he was described as a nar? He was, I believe, 55, 57, something like that. He was in his late 50s already, and he's still described as a nar. You have Yosef is described as a nar, even when he's described as a nar when he's pretty young, but the fact that the Chumash emphasizes it, and doesn't emphasize it about too many other people, so the idea of a nar, the Bali Musar point out, is that Nar represents a certain sense of hopefulness, a certain sense of yearning for the future, a certain sense of being idealistic. So that was Yoshua, that was the Midah that we're speaking of. A person could be a very youthful 57, a person could be a very youthful 100, 100 years old. The person could be a very old 20 if they feel like they've already grown to their maximum capacity and that there's nothing more for them to accomplish, that I am who I am, so there's nothing older than that. And a person feels that they don't have a great future ahead of them. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's opening drasha. Va'od pasar Rabbi Yehuda b'kavod Torah. Rabbi Yehuda also said another drasha of the kavod Torah. V'darash, and he said, Haskesu Shema Yisrael, Hayom Hazeh Niyeseh La'am. Listen, Klal Yisrael, today is the day you become a nation. Now, what day was this that they were being spoken to? This Dvarim Chav Zayin. This is on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Today they become a nation after 40 years in the Midbar. Was this the day that they received the Torah? This is 40 years later. You see from here that Torah is beloved to those who learn it every single day, like the day it was given at Har Sinai. That's the way Torah has to be, that it has to be exciting each and every day. Otherwise, it's hard to wake up when it's still dark outside to come and learn Torah. It's not so easy. But if it's the day that if everyone would wake up for Kabbalah HaTorah, for the day that it was given at Har Sinai, we'd all want to be there. We stay up all night on Shavuos. We're so excited. The raya is that a person can read Kriyat Shema every day, Shachris Varvis. The erev echad eino kore, and one day he goes without saying Shema. And all of a sudden, it feels like he never read Kriyat Shema in his entire life. It's as if he has, he never had Kriyat Shema. Meaning, you leave it for one day, and you lose that sense of consistency, and then and it's all gone. There's an interesting. Actually, I'll leave this aside and we'll discuss it over Yantiv maybe. So says Gemara Vayter, where am I? Yeah, the Haskes. Asu kitos visku b'Torah. You should break up into little groups and learn Torah. L'fishena Torah niknas ala b'chabura. Torah is only niknas. A person can only be kona Torah if they learn in a group. To learn by yourself is not the way to learn Torah. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Da'amar Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Ma'idich siv cherev al bad mena'alu. Cherev al sonem shal tamir chacham shiyoshim bad b'vad v'oskim b'Torah. It's like a sword over the Talmid Chacham that sit all alone and learn Torah. And not only is it not the best way to learn Torah, v'lo od, ela shemetapshim. They become more foolish if they learn Torah in that way, if they learn Torah all alone. Ksiv hacham v'no'alo, ksiv hasam asher no'alnu. V'lo od, ela shechotim. Not only that, they're considered to be sinners. Shenemer v'asher chatanu. So, iba yisema mehacha, no'alu saret so'an. So the bottom line is that Talmid Chachamim have to be very careful to learn together with other Talmid Chachamim, to learn together with other people, and not to just learn on their own. They say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, when at the end of the Zman in Yeshiva, the Musar Shmuz that he would give to the Talmidim, was that you're going to go home, the Yeshiva Bachar is going to go home during Ben Zmanim, and he's going to go into the shul, and the rabbi is going to be learning some Mishnayos or something, between Mincha and Mariv. So what does the Yeshiva Bachar do? Ah, Mishnayos beneath me. So he takes out his ketzais, and he sits there and going over the Rosh Hashiva's shiurim or whatever it is, and while the rabbi is darshening while the rabbi is saying simple mishnayos, so Rav Moshe was very against this, and he says that one of the divrei chizik he would give the talmidim ben hazmanim is that if someone is saying Torah, you listen to the divrei Torah. Rav Dov Weinberger told me he was once at a convention or something many many years ago, and there was after mincha there was a daf yomi shir. Some 30-35 year old rabbi was saying a daf yomi shir, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky happened to be there. He was not 35 at the time. Rabbi Yaakov was much much older, and Rabbi Yaakov sat and listened to the daf yomi shir. Where Rabbi Yaakov needed to hear this young rabbi's daf yomi shir, he probably knew that daf already. He probably could have figured it out on himself. But someone saying Torah in a room, you don't sit there with a sefer reading something else. So Rabbi Zilberstein points out that not only that, it's not only that it's not derech eretz, he says it's a violation of this Gemara, that tzoneim shetavim l'cham sheyoshim bad b'vad, it's showing that you don't want the zuchus of the Torah of the Tzibur, that you're going to sin and you're going to learn on your own, that you're not interested, you're not interested in the Torah of the Tzibur, so you lose out on that zuchus of the Torah of the Tzibur. He says, look in brachos yud chesam beis, for the whole time the Rebbe that Levi wouldn't go into the Masifta de Rebbe, lo chnisus Levi le Masifta de Rekia. He caused Rebbe to have a chalishus hadas, and that kept Levi out of the Masifta de Rekia. Unbelievable that he was learning. He was learning, but it gave a chalishas hadas to the person who was saying the shir that he didn't want to participate in the shir. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Davar Acharas, Kesu Shema Yisrael, Kitzu Atzmechem El Divrei Torah. You should cut yourself over Divrei Torah. What does that mean? Kedam Reish Lakish. Dam Reish Lakish, Minayin Shein Divrei Torah, Miskai Minel Mishamei Misatzmola. How do I know Divrei Torah only Miskai for someone who kills himself over it? Shnem Rezos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. Pasuk says, Rezos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. So we see that Divrei Torah are only Miskai for someone who's willing to kill himself over it. So that's the second pshat in Haskes, Ushma Yisrael. Rav Salvechik just raises the obvious question. What's the big chiddush over here? That it's only for Misha Memes Atzmol? That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Pas B'melech Tochel V'mayim V'mishra Tishte, V'al Arz Tishon V'chayit Tzar Tichya. That if a person wants to learn Torah, if a person wants to accomplish in Torah, you have to give up on the Gashmias. You have to be Memes yourself a little bit. You Pas B'melech Tochel. If the yeshiva doesn't have the best food, but it has the best learning, so that's where you go. You go to the yeshiva with the best learning, not with the best food, not with the best, because that's how you're going to grow in learning. So what's the great chiddush? What do the Amoraim have to teach us? It's already Beferish Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So Salvechik says beautifully. He says, no, the Mishnah is talking about Mesiris Nefesh and Gashmius. Pas b'melech tochal, that a person should be mevater on chasing after Gashmius and Olam Hazeh in order to be Zocha for Torah. Reish Lakish is talking about Mesiris Nefesh of the Nefesh and the Ruach. That you have to be willing to humble yourself. You have to be willing to give up your spirit a little bit in order to you have to be sovel yisurim from having a Rebbe tell you that a svar is a baich svar, or that it's, you know, and then you have to humble yourself. It's a humiliating experience sometimes. People who learnt in Litta in the old days, or even who learnt in Rav Salvechik Shurim before he mellowed in his older years, they say, it was if you said a svara that wasn't right, a shikara svara like that, you got yelled at. That was part of the experience, and that was part of the gaining a sense of humility and learning what's a proper svara and what's not a proper svara. So, and that's what we're talking about over here. That's the mysterious nefesh that we're talking about, and you see it fits beautifully in the whole rest of the Gemara. Every example the Gemara is going to give right now about mysterious nefesh is going to be not about mysterious hagashmius. It's going to be about mysterious haruach. Davar achar askesu shema Yisrael has va'achar kach ktas. First, quiet yourself, and then you could learn Torah. Actually, this is about first that a person has to cover ground, and then he could learn. First, you have to learn a lot of Torah, and then you could really delve into it. You can't learn Iyun if you haven't learned a little bit of what the Torah says, a little bit of Bekiyus to have a little bit of knowledge of what the Torah says. Amri Dvei Rabbi Yani, Mai Dichsiv Ki Mitzchol Av Yotzi Chemel Mitzaf Yotzi Dam Umitzaf with who will you find the butter of Torah? Someone who's willing to throw up the milk that he nursed from his mother over it. How's the person grow up to become a posek who's going to be mavkin between dam tamei and dam tar? Someone whose rebbe gets angry at him and he sits there quietly and he takes it. So again, this is the shviras haruach that we're talking about, the mesiras nefesh of the nefesh and the ruach. Umitzapayim yotzi riv. Kol Talmud shekoyisel of Rabbah parm rishon of v'shnia v'shosek. A person who a Talmud whose Rebbe gets angry at him once, twice, and he's quiet. Zoch la'avkin ben dinim amnus and dinim nefashos. Ultimately, we'll be able to be mavkin between dinim amnus and dinim nefashos. Ditzan Rabbi Shmuel Lomer rotsa sheyischakim yasuk b'dinim amnus. A person wants to become a chacham, he should involve himself in dinim amnus. Shein lecha miktzah b'torah yosu mehen. There's no more complicated area of Torah than dinim amnus. Shein kemayin noveya. It's a spring that's always growing and always flowing. Amr b'shmol bar Nachmeni, meaning when it comes to dinim amnus, I think mayin noveya means that it's the idea of issue spotting. At least this is what I find when it comes to issur v'heter. Pretty much when you ask the shaila, you can find it in Shulchan Aruch or something that's almost the exact same shaila, where it won't take that many more. You won't have to be that creative just to figure out what the shaila is about. When it comes to dinim amnus, all the dinim, maybe it's just because I'm not such an expert in dinim amnus, but I think this is what it means. When it comes to pretty much every dinim amnus shaila I've ever been asked, there is no single si'if in Shulchan Aruch, even no two si'if in Shulchan Aruch. It relates to 10 different things that it says in Shulchan Aruch, and you have to figure out all of the different issues that relate to that. Is it a ribbis shayla? Is it a this shayla? Is it? You have to figure out all the different factors. So that's it's a minor nevea. That's that when it comes to dina mamnas, you need to be very very good to pass in dina mamnas shaylas. I'm Rav Shobar Nachmeni. My duchziv im nevalta bisnasev im zamosi yad lepeh kol manavelat mal devrei Torah sofal isnasev. Someone who's willing to lower himself in devrei Torah, who's willing to humiliate himself in devrei Torah, ultimately will be lifted up. Im zomim yad lepeh. But otherwise, he's going to be yad lepeh. His hand is going to be to his mouth. Pasach Rabbi Nechemiah b'kvar achsani v'darsh. Rabbi Nechemiah then darshan the third drasha, second Tana, third drasha. V'maydich siv vayomer Shaul elhakin elhakini l'chu suru rudu mitocha maleki penol sivchi imo v'atas yisach chesedim kol b'nei Yisrael. Shaul, before he wipes out Amalek, or he's supposed to wipe out Amalek, says to the Keni people, you know, I'm giving you a fair warning, you may want to get out of here. You don't want to get caught in the crossfires, and I'm giving you this warning because you did chesed with kol b'nei Yisrael. So what chesed did they do with kol b'nei Yisrael? He's referring to their El Tzeidu, to Yisro, how Yisro took in Moshe Rabbeinu. Fellow Dvarim Kal V'chomer, Ma Yisro Shlo Kir Ves Moshe L'Kvod Atzmo, Kach, if Yisro, who only took in Moshe Rabbeinu for his own kavod, and yet we're still willing to say that his descendants are going to reap the rewards of that, the benefit of that throughout the generations. Hamareich tamalchach mitoch beso machilo mashkeu mahano min chasav alachas kama v'kama. Someone who hosts the Tamlchachim and gives him what he needs and gives him food and drink and a place to stay, so alachas kama v'kama, that the reward is going to stay in his family for many generations. That was the first one that was actually b'kvod achsanya. The first two were just stam, l'kavod haTorah. The right Rabbi Yehuda's drashas were about how great and important Torah is, and now Rabbi Nechemi is the first one that opens up and says it's so important and it's so chashuv to host the Torah, to actually be an achsanya shel Torah. Pasuk Rabbi Yossi b'kvod achsanya, fourth drasha, again third Tana, fourth drasha. Rabbi Yossi opens up b'kvod achsanya v'darash lo tisav edomi ki achichahu lo tisav mitzri ki geri yisa ba'artso, that one shouldn't reject a mitzri because you were a ger in his land. The mitzvim who are only makariv us because they stood to benefit from it. That Paro realized how talented Klal Yisrael was, how talented Yosef's brothers were, so that's why he was makariv them. So if you're going to be mahana talmachacham, not for selfish reasons, so all the more so that you stand to benefit. You would think that the kal v'chomer would be umam mitzrayim, that they hosted Klal Yisrael and beat us and tortured us and for 400 years, and still they're rewarded for that. No, the answer is that's not what we're talking about. They're not rewarded for that. The lotus of mitzri ki geri yisa ba'artso doesn't mean the 400 years that we were ger ba'artso the way the Gemara is understanding it. It's ki geri yisa ba'artso refers to Yosef's brothers, that when they originally came to Mitzrayim, they were welcomed with open arms. The fact that we had the 210 connected 400 years of actual slavery, that Mitzrayim got their due for that. They got punished for that. They don't get rewarded for that. That they got the Esar Makos, and they got Kriyas Yams. They had to deal with getting punished for that. But we're talking about that original acceptance that they're rewarded for. So it's unbelievable that you see that even if someone does something so terrible, but they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekaper schar kol bria, that if someone does something good, if there's a silver lining, if there's anything positive that they have that they offer in the process, they're going to get rewarded for the positive. So over here, there was this initial burst of positive. I think the Gemara elsewhere says that they were rewarded for the fact that we were in their midst for all that time. Also, that even within the evil that they were doing, whatever positive there was, they get that positive as they get rewarded for. Pasuk Rav Lazim Noshal B'Yosei Aglili B'Kvar Achsanya. So Rav Lazim Noshal B'Yosei Aglili then darshan B'Kvar Achsanya as follows. V'darsh V'Yivarach Hashem Esovir Edom Ba'avur Aron Elokim V'alo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer Umar Aron Now, Ovid Edom was the one that hosted the Aron for a while. So the Aron doesn't have to eat, it doesn't have to drink. All you have to do is dust it off once in a while. And yet, Ovid Edom was blessed. His house got so so much bracha because he was willing to be mechaber the aron. Can you imagine the kavod that the schar one is going to get for hosting a Talmud Chacham? There are a few sugyas in Shas where we compare a Talmud Chacham to a Sefer Torah. But standing for a Sefer Torah, they stand for those who learn it, so for sure you can stand for it, that the Talmud Chacham is associated with the Sefer Torah. So over here also, they were saying if he hosts the, but over here, hosting the Aron is considered a lesser job than hosting the Talmud Chacham, just because of the needs of the Aron. The needs of the Aron aren't that great. So Mayi Bracha Shebirchu, what was this great bracha that they received? Om Rabbi Dabar Zvida, that Ovid Adam received, that his wife and eight daughters-in-law all gave birth to six babies at a time. In the Gilui Hashas, he points out in the Sefer Tzedel Derech in Shemos that there are seven spots in a woman's belly where she could possibly have a baby inside. Three on the right, three on the left. The three on one side could be on the right could be boys. Three on the left could hold girls, and in the middle could be a tumtum v'androgynous. So it's not a bracha to have seven bekeres echad, because then you can end up with a tumtum v'androgynous, and that's a klala. So you'd rather, that's what the Gilui Hashas Rabbi Kivyeger points out. But to have six bekeres echad means you're maximizing the three boys and the three girls. Shneimar pu'ulsei hashmini ki baruch elokim. Anyone who tries to push the moment when it's not his time yet, Rashi gives the example of Avshalom, who tried to take over the Malchus before it was his time, when David was still there, so Hashad Dochakto, the moment will push him out of the way. But anyone who's willing, even though it is his time, is willing to be Nidcha for the moment, Shani Dechas Mipanav, the moment will wait for him. I mean, a person doesn't run for a position of gedula, even when it presents himself. When it presents itself, he says, "You know what? It could wait. Well, it will wait for him." Midrabba Rav Yosef. We learn this from Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai v'Rabba Oker Harim. They were different style talmidei chachamim. Rav Yosef was a Sinai. He was a bucky's bucky. He knew everything. Rabba was an Oker Harim. His analytical abilities. Lamashal, if you have to give a modern day example, Rabba was the Rav Avadi Yosef of his. Rav Yosef was the Rav Vadi Yosef of his generation, Rabba was the Rav Salvechik of his generation. You know, the Bucky versus the Oker Harim, the one who's penetrating analysis. So Shrichalu Shaita, they needed a new Rosh Yeshiva. So Shalchalasam, Sinai v'Oker Harim, Ezimeyam Kodem. The Sinai and Oker Harim, which one should we take first? And notice, just like with the example I gave, Rav Vadi Yosef and Rav Salvechik was quite a Bucky, and Rav Vadi Yosef knows how to analyze the Sugya too. It's not enough to be only one, not the other. To be an Amaretz in Gantz Shas is not good either. Even a Sinai has to have some analytical ability, but they wanted to know which specialty should we look for in a Rosh Yeshiva. Shalchulu Sinai Kodem. He said, Sinai Kodem. You take the Sinai. Shakol Tzrichim the Marichatya. That everyone needs a Marichatya. Everyone needs someone who's able to gather in the grain, who's able to gather the various teachings. They quote from the Chidush Arim. Zilberstein quotes from the Chidush Arim that he thought and presented with a situation where there were two doctors you can go to for an ailment. One who's a general practitioner who knows a lot about different parts of the body, and the other one who's an expert in one particular area, that he thought that the Sinai is Adif, that the one who knows a little bit about everything is better than. So Rav Zilberstein said, he told the Rav Yashiv, he thought it was crazy. He said, this is about being a Rosh Yeshiva, it's not about being a doctor, it's a totally different issue. Anyway, Aval became low kibbutz of Rav Yosef. So they didn't. Rav Yosef didn't take the job. Why? Because a fortune teller told him that he's only going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years. So the sooner the clock starts, the sooner it ends on the 2 years. So Malach Rabba Esra Matatan Shnin. Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. Malach Rav Yosef Tatan Shnin Palga. Rav Yosef then took over the job for 2.5 years. And the entire time Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef took no gedula for himself. He wouldn't even have the doctor pay a house call. He would always make sure that he would go to the office.
That's
why you go to the thickest part of the beam when you need to move it first. That Yaakov was the one that was engaged in Sar Gidul Banim, so he's the one that you point to in a time of need, in Yom Tzara. Anyone who's nana from a Suda of a Talmud Chacham, it's as if he's nana from Ziv Ashchina. What did they eat in front of Hashem? They were eating
front of Moshe. When you're nena from the Suda of Talmud Chacham, that's like being nena from the Ziv Ashchina. The Nusach is very important. When you leave a friend, don't say Leich Bishalom, you say Leich Lishalom. Shari Yisro, Shamar Lo Moshe Leich Lishalom, Olav Itzliach. Yisro says to Moshe Leich Lishalom, Moshe Rabbeinu did quite well for himself. David Shamar Lo Avshalom Leich Bishalom, Halach Vinitla. David said to Avshalom Leich Bishalom, and he got hanged. Vam Rabbi Yavin Alevi, Nifter Min Ameis Al Yomar Lo Leich Lishalom, Leich Bishalom, Shem Vatat Aval Avasecha Bishalom. But when you're Nifter Min Ameis, you say Leich Bishalom. Amar Rav Levi Barchia, Yotzim Beis HaKnes, Vnichz Beis HaMedrash, Rosig B'Torah, Zochah Mechal Pnei Shechina. Someone who leaves Beis HaKnes, goes straight to the Beis HaMedrash, and learns Torah, he's going to be Mechal Pnei Shechina. Shneamar, Yelch Mechoyel El Choyel Yira El Kim Tzion. Amar Rav Chia Barashi Amrav, Tamidicham Meinle Menucha Lol Bal Mazev Lol Bal Maba, Tamidicham Avno Menucha in this world or in the next world. Shneamar, Yelch Mechoyel El Choyel Yira El Kim Tzion. Amar Rav Lazar Rav Chanin, Tamidicham Marbim Sholem Baolam, Tamidicham create a sense of Sholem in the world, and the Gemara is just going to end up with a whole bunch of Pesukim that talk about Shalom. Shenemer of Chol Benayich Lumidei Hashem Rav Shalom Benayich Al Tigra Benayich Ela Bonayich, referring to Talmid Chachamim. Shalom Rav La Ohavei Sarasecha Vein La Michshal The Ovei Torah Have Shalom Rav Yi Shalom Bechelech Shalva Vamanaseich The Shalom amongst the legions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leman Achai Vrei Adab Na Shalom Bach Leman Beis Hashem Elokeinu Avak Shatov Lach Hashem Oz Lam Yitein Hashem Yivarech Samo Bashalom Hadron Lach Ha-Ra Sikol Masech Tzbrach Simetz Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin Shabbos Tav Peis.